That was John Williams, Over the Moon from E.T. with the Santa Cecilia National Academy Orchestra. And that puts us into a soundtrack kind of mood. And I am so thrilled to welcome Kate Duick to our afternoon jukebox today. She is the executive director of a festival running in downtown Peterborough, as well as online from January 23rd to February 2nd. It's called the Reframe Film Festival, and it strives to create an accessible festival for all. Then breaking down barriers to access, including physical, sensory, income, and more. Kate, welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Very happy to be with you.
Great to have you. Now, since you've become the executive director back in 2022, how have you seen the festival evolve? What is your vision for its future? We're super excited with the 21st annual festival approaching. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
I came into the position at a time of considerable transition for Reframe. Prior to the pandemic, we had been an exclusively downtown in-person festival, and then, of course, made the massive transition to being virtual, exclusively online during the pandemic. So my first year saw a little bit of a return to in-person programming, and then for the last 2 years, we've been running this hybrid version, which sort of combines the magic of in-person with the accessibility and reach of online. So we've sort of been running two full festivals for the last couple of years, and audiences really seem to enjoy this format.
Terrific. Now, this year's lineup has over 50 documentary films, just showing how much it's grown. The focus is on social, environmental justice. Could you highlight some of those films and how you believe they'll particularly resonate with audiences that are coming?
Sure. Well, there are so many. It's sort of like choosing your favorite child. But our creative director has curated the program into a number of different categories to help sort of guide people to what they may be interested in, primarily thematically curated. So I might ask folks to investigate the online film guide and to check out the different programs. So we're at reframefilmfestival.ca, and there are programs such as Rooted and Rising. Which
I saw that.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah. Fabulous films in there. It's sort of celebrating resilience and innovation in the face of ecological crisis. So if you're really interested in the environment, that might be a good place for you to start. And then we have Close to Home, which focuses on local stories, local filmmakers, local issues, sort of Peterborough and the Kawarthas area. And then we also have Film Forward for those of you real film buffs that are interested in really innovative approaches to filmmaking and sort of foregrounding the act of filmmaking itself. Some of my personal favorites are opening night film on January 23rd, which is called Red Fever. That's a film by Catherine Bainbridge and Neil Diamond. And it explores sort of why and how the world has come to be so so obsessed with the stereotypical images of Indigenous people that kind of pervade popular culture. That's a fabulous one. My personal favorite, if you like sort of avant-garde filmmaking, is would be The Night Visitors, which is a film by Michael Gitlin. And it's about moths, but in very unusual, unexpected ways. Lots of dark humor. There's poetry. Very unusual filmmaking style. Lots of great uplifting films in the program. There's also necessarily some challenging content as we deal with, you know, social and environmental justice issues. But yeah, I would invite folks to check out the film guide and just have a nice page through. There's great descriptions of every film there.
That's reframefilmfestival.ca, reframefilmfestival.ca. I'm speaking with the executive director, Kate Duick, and you mentioned the local. The importance of local in one of your thematic groupings called Close to Home. And I see also that you're fostering meaningful connections with audiences, filmmakers, artists, community partners, and neighbors, hence bringing local into the equation. What kind of impact will that have on your viewers?
Well, what we really hope to do at Reframe, which is kind of special for this festival, is that for every film that we present, we connect the issues on the screen with action in the community by pairing films with organizations doing social and environmental justice work on the ground. So, for example, we're showing a film called Raising Liberty Square, which is about climate gentrification and a black community in Miami, Florida. And it looks at sort of environmental racism from that perspective. So, for example, we've paired that film with Community Race Relations Committee of Peterborough so that folks can have kind of an avenue for action and that they can like work towards meaningful action in their daily community work, and then also to elevate the work of our partners. So every single film has a pairing like that.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you, Kate, for giving us a little bit of the backstage view here. It's wonderful that you're continuing to offer this hybrid format, making it all the more accessible. Both in-person and virtual screenings are available. See the full schedule at reframefilmfestival.ca. The goal is to spark dialogue, positive change, while fostering those meaningful connections. Thank you, Kate. Any final closing thoughts on why we should go?
Oh, some of the finest films in the world, some of the best community members. I've always felt that the Reframe community is the warmest and the most generous. And if you can get out in person to make those important connections, we would just love to see you at the movies.
Terrific. Thank you, Kate. Good luck. Good luck. The Reframe Film Festival is running January 23rd until February 2nd. It's a wonderful crew that's making this wonderful 2025 festival accessible and inclusive for all. There are 50-plus thought-provoking film documentaries, Q&As, panel discussions, and workshops for you to enjoy. Check out the full schedule at reframefilmfestival.ca. Thank you, Kate. Good afternoon to you and your crew. Good luck putting this all together. We'll connect again soon.
Thanks so much, Daniel. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Likewise. Here's some James Horner, Zorro's theme.